The media center by Pro Stock Motorcycle, provisional number one qualifier Matt Smith, after your run of 6.90, and Matt, a pretty stout run, first time ever down the track on a bike. First impressions of how things went.
Everything went good. You know, I mean, this is a beautiful facility. I mean, we've never gotten to race here, and since I've started racing Pro Stock Motorcycle in 2004, you know, I've always wanted to come here. The big reason is because my dad's name's on the tower, and he's been so successful here. So I've been here a lot as a little kid, and love coming here. We made a pretty good run. I think there's more in it if we were to get another pass today, but we don't. So we'll wait till tomorrow and see what we can do.
Take me through just kind of your mindset of what the game plan was, you know, heading into that first run tonight.
Yeah, we just wanted to go A to B. All four bikes out of our camp, just go A to B. Let's get some data. Like I said, we've never been here. So, you know, that's the big challenge that you have when you come to a racetrack like this, is you have to get data. And we got the data that we needed for first pass, and luckily we're fastest and quickest. Set track record, ET and speed, I think. So, and hopefully I'll continue that tomorrow if it doesn't rain, and we get in a do it again and go even faster because it's supposed to be cooler, and dip this thing in the 80s and maybe put 198 mile an hour on the board. And this Denso Lucas Oil Mark Stock Seth Greg Butcher truck and bike is pretty mean.
Absolutely. Hey Matt, you two and two four-valve monster Suzukis in the top three. You've got a Suzuki sitting somewhere, and I've heard you might have an interest in couple of four-valve heads, or anything you can talk about?
I do have a Suzuki. We are currently putting the Max ECU fuel injection on it. We've ordered a couple Monster heads. We've ordered a Vance 9's head. So we have both things coming, and I can promise you next year that we will be a contender with a Suzuki bike next year and show people how fast it will go. And if I get it really fast, I'll ride it. If not, I might put somebody else on it, but we'll see what happens. Got some big announcements coming up pretty soon with some Suzuki stuff.
Will you and Angie have to fight over that if it's really fast?
No, she wants to stay V-twin. She is dead set on wanting to stay V-twin, and, you know, I don't blame her. Our V-twin program is great. You know, it's just something that I want to prove to myself. I started my career on a Suzuki. I've never won a race on a Suzuki, and that's one of my bucket lists that I want to do, and I'm going to do it somehow or another.
Yep. Matt, obviously you coming off the win last weekend in Dallas, kind of get things back on track. Is this just kind of a continuation of that momentum? Is that the goal, just to keep rolling right along after last weekend?
Yeah, just keep momentum going on our bike and collecting little bonus points. You know, I got beat up on the bonus points last weekend. Steve outdone me then. Try to outdo him this weekend and see if we can put four wind lights on and extend our points lead. That's our goal right now, is to have a little bit of a points lead going into Vegas.
Absolutely.
Just Matt, how cool is it for you and your dad both to be number one qualifiers right now on the first night?
That's pretty awesome. You know, I love sharing the spotlight with my dad. He's an icon. He's my hero. And, you know, we've won races together. We won a championship together in 2013. So a lot of people haven't been able to do that, and I've been able to share my success with my father and be able to race out here with him. And it's been a real honor and a real pleasure to be able to do that.
Have y'all lobbied to get the bikes here? And if so, how hard did you lobby?
We've wanted to race here for the last 3 or 4 years. It's just been, you know, the bike schedule is kind of limited, where we've lost a couple tracks now, you know, shutting down. We were supposed to run here last year, and COVID kind of took that away, but it was on our schedule this year, and we've actually lobbied to come back here next year. So hopefully we're back here next year. And I love going to new races. It's a great venue, and like I said, just look out there. It's a beautiful facility.
I think it was last year that ProMod cars were not scheduled to be here. Is that right?
I'm not sure if Pro Models was supposed to be here.
Maybe I've got it confused with one of the Z-Max races. That's possible.
I know Pro Stock Car was supposed to be here with us. And then they switched to Charlotte, yeah. You know.
All good? Awesome. Woo! Thanks, Matt.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.